Cooper.
The flip it up to Reitmeier. He holds it in. Here comes Grayson Reitmeier. He'll shoot. Scores!
I love UP.
Oh, what a play by Michigan Tech.
And my heart is hit.
Save it for Misiak. Misiak, wraparound attempt. Right to the front of the goal. It's behind him. Scores! It's in the net.
Go Huskies.
This is the Joe Schon Hour on the home of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Brought to you by Pisani Company Distributing, Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Nelson in Houghton, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, and Peterlin Distributing of Calumet. Now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schon, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. And, yeah, the Joe Schon Hour, here we go. The last week of the regular season is upon us. Michigan Tech with Rivalry Week, we're calling it. And, it is kind of Rivalry Week in the WCHA, but also for basketball for Michigan Tech, as they'll be taking on Northern Michigan on Thursday down in at the Barry Event Center. But head coach Joe Schon is with us. And, Coach, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. Let's have some fun, Dirk.
Yeah, hey, before we get going on Michigan Tech stuff, I know I saw you there, and I just can't believe what a great event that veteran hockey game was at D Stadium.
How fun was that? Laura and I had a great time at it. It was great. It was a lot of fun. It was a great crowd. When I'm in there, I couldn't help. Laura and I were talking about it. Couldn't help picturing us playing in that rink with that type of a crowd, that type of environment, the pep band playing, like back in the old days. It was really a lot of fun. And I thought it was handled very well by the players, and people stay right till the end. You know, they stay right till the end. It wasn't that kind of a game. But it's tremendous. It was a great time.
Yeah, the score didn't matter. It was just so much fun watching these
guys.
Score
didn't matter.
It didn't matter at all. Yeah. But the pep band coming in, we talked to Frenchie about that a little bit. John French was the captain of the local team, the UP team, that had their way with the other team for the second straight game. But this is what he had to say during the
absolutely electrifying. The amount of support and the people that are here, it's overwhelming. It's absolutely incredible. The guys are just blown away by it. They never expected anything this big. This community is absolutely incredible.
How far did this exceed your expectations here tonight?
You know, we kind of sold tickets and hoped for the best, but man, when you put it all together, it really, it's humbling. It's humbling. You know, it's hard to believe that all these people came out to support a bunch of veterans, to support other veterans, and the electricity here in D Stadium is truly phenomenal.
How about the pep band here tonight? It adds so much to it, doesn't it?
They just rocked the house. The pep band was a huge pickup. They keep everything lively. And man, I've never seen anybody get so loud for t-shirts in my life.
Well, you did a great job with this, helping organize it. Congratulations, and hopefully we get to do this every year.
I hope so. We got Carolina Hurricanes coming up next year. We got Detroit Red Wings. We got their Warrior team coming up next year. And we're looking at hopefully making a trip out to Washington Capitals to play the D.C. Beltway Warriors. So we'll see how it goes. But I just want to say thank you for everything. It's very touching. It really kind of grabs you by the feels. This is absolutely unbelievable.
Thanks, Frenchie. Have a good rest of the night.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. So that was John French on Saturday night. And, Coach, I was kind of watching all, you know, different players, different people, and how they were reacting. And you reacted like I did with the fake fight. I thought that was hilarious.
it was good. And Uncle Don Moore did a great job in his announcing. I think he announced it as 2 minutes for trying to impersonate penalties for trying to impersonate a fight or something like that. It was a great time, but, you know, his appreciation for the game, that was a great interview, by the way, Dirk, is exactly how I feel every game. If you're an outsider coming into this community, it grabs you. Laura and I met somebody that right before the game. We went out to dinner. We met a couple that moved here from Tennessee. It was actually, the gentleman's name was Gerard, but they're living in Chassel now on Paradise Road. And it was great to meet them. We talked to them. It was their birthday. We sang them a happy birthday. We had never met them. But I said, were one of you Tech grads? No, we have some friends that had lived in the area. We came to visit them. We fell in love with it. And they moved here, and it grabs you. The community grabs you. I feel like that, and you know the other beauty of it? No one takes it for granted here. Everybody recognizes how special these types of things are. I mean, the crowd at that game, the pep band, the excitement, the enjoyment, it wasn't about winning or losing. It was about enjoying a night together. entertained by a hockey game by people that served our country so well, and it was a great night. We had a great time, Laura and I did.
For those listening out of the Copper Country area that don't really know what we're talking about, it was the Battle of the Bridge. They did a game last month downstate, and the Saginaw guys came up here. It's all veterans playing against each other. The Michigan UP Veterans Hockey Club is the local one, and I would say about half of the players are from the Houghton Hancock Copper Country area. They had players from Marquette all the way down over as far as the Sioux, I think, and made up a team, and then they're taking on the Saginaw Warriors, and you know, the UP team had much better hockey players on it, but it was just fun. There was good camaraderie, and it was just a really cool event that the Michigan Tech, as you could hear in that interview, was just blasting away over in the corner. And it made me think too of you know, the old McGinnis days when they were playing at D Stadium, and how crazy that must have been in such a relatively small venue like that.
Yeah, you could, with the band and things, you couldn't help but feel that. Like, mm-hmm. That's what I was watching the game, and at times I would catch myself saying, it would be great to do this. It'd be great to play a game in this rink with this environment and allow the people, whether it be one last or whatever. I know the high school team and things are, you know, play their Houghton plays there and things like that, but I'm talking about the band and everything being involved, and give the people, like, you know, the people who were around way back one more chance, because I think the SDC, the McGinnis Arena, opened in, was it 73 or 74?
I think 72, but
72. Yeah. So you know, you'd had to have been before that to see Tech and feel the presence of Tech in that building. And to really, you know, for those that are here now and can't understand it, that was the closest you're going to find to it.
Right.
that I felt, because it was that type of environment. It was festive. It was fun. It was enjoyable. And I couldn't help but think to myself how it would be good to give that opportunity again to, but they got it that night. But it was sure a lot of fun.
Were you here, Coach, with under Mel when we played that intra-squad game?
I was not.
Okay, no. That must have been right before you hopped on board. And it was you know, obviously it wasn't quite what it was on Saturday night there, but it was it just the speed of the game is just unreal when you talk of the Division I level in that small ice surface like that.
Yeah, so. But you want that you know, that if we were to do it, I want to play somebody where you're hearing the boards, you're feeling like it's intense, and you know, and one thing I didn't know that they were telling me at the game, that I don't ever remember coming here. When I was young, you don't pay that much attention when you're playing here. They said there was a mezzanine at the other end as well, where people used to hang over.
Yeah, there used to be a balcony on both sides.
Yeah, it was hanging over, and, mm-hmm. and how some the people I was sitting with behind me said, oh, we used to have fun. We'd be right behind the visiting goalie mm-hmm. and give it to them all night long. And I think they said something about throwing fish on the ice. I think the guy told me they used to throw fish on the ice at the visiting goaltenders. And I was telling him, I remember playing my first game ever at the Dane County Coliseum. We were playing against the University of Wisconsin. And it was good. They had Chris Chelios. Flatley was on that team. They won the national tournament that year, Barron. And I was actually it was a good game. We had them shut out through till about, I don't know, maybe 7-8 minutes left in the game. And then all of a sudden, and then they scored one. And they threw these, they call them, you know, they threw sieves. They threw those metal things. And I had to crawl. I actually crawled back in the net, put my butt against the center pipe, and crawled back in there. And I don't know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 of those things all over the ice in our zone. And it was, you know, those are fun memories. Those are good memories. So someone throwing a fish at somebody, that's not that I'm telling anybody to do it, but somebody had those memories from back in the day. And it was, they're great stories to share.
Yeah. So anyway, it was the Battle of the Bridge. Congratulations to everybody that put that on. And thanks to everybody that came out and supported, because I'm sure they made some pretty good money, you know, towards that DJ Jacob Eddie home in Marquette. That's where the proceeds were going there. But kids were having fun. You know, they had the junior hockey kids out there picking up pucks and stuff like that.
Well, the one local fella that got in the scrap there, he was waving maybe a shift or two before that up at a group that was up to my left. I'm assuming that was his family.
Okay.
You know, maybe his kids and things like that. So he put on a little show. Those kids will remember that forever. I remember when my dad was at, he played in a game, and it was packed in here, and I think it was for the Stanley Cup, and he got, so it was just a great time.
The other thing, non-tech related, but hockey related, I wanted to pick your brain with Coach, the big emergency goaltender situation on Saturday night when David Ayers played for the Canes as the emergency backup. And this is still one of those things about the NHL that a lot of people don't really know about. I obviously, we know about the Blackhawks guy that did it a few years back, but it is a unique to hockey, this situation,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, every rink in pro hockey has to have an emergency backup in case something happens that will fill in for either team. Now, this gentleman, Ayers, was a, it was the game, it was in Toronto, right?
Right.
The game was in Toronto. He's a native of that area. He'd done it earlier in the year or earlier in his career and was a fill-in at the American Hockey League level. But they have people are there. They sit in the back. They watch the game. And if need be, in the worst case scenario, they get into the game. Well, this was the worst case scenario. First goalie couldn't go. Second one, Mrazek got hit, and he went in with like 28, 29 minutes left in the game. First two shots went in at the end of the period, and I read a good article yesterday that said one of the players on Carolina, I don't recall which one, went up to him and said, "We don't care if you let in 10 goals.
I heard that, yeah.
You just enjoy the moment. Take this in. Enjoy your moment of playing in the National Hockey League." Well, he went, I think, 9-for-9 in the third period or something like that, and they beat Toronto. Well, that's the
great. And he gets the win.
And that's the great story of it. Now, the other side with today's social media, he gets, you know, it's a thing, everybody's roasting the Maple Leafs. You can't even beat a Zamboni driver because he's also filled in driving the Zamboni and things like that. Yeah. But the good side of it, the great side of it is the story that he went in there. I thought Rod Brind'Amour did a fantastic job in his post-game talks about him. He got the first star of the game. It is a kind of a touching story. This individual also, if you want to read about it, had a kidney transplant some time ago. As an adult, had a kidney transplant. His mother donated a kidney to him that kept him alive. Mm-hmm. And that's his appreciation for life, his love for the game and things that he fills in this capacity and actually got in and got a win in a National Hockey League game. That's something I can never say that I did. So good for him. It's a great feel-good story.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think John McGinnis did that for the Red Wings. Back in the day, too, I believe he was
a legend. Here's a legend. Someone said to me yesterday, a woman was by my house and said, you know, she was very nice walking by. We were outside. I was breaking ice, and she said, "You're the hockey coach." Yeah. And her husband was there with her, and she said, "Hopefully, you'll be like John McGinnis." And I told her, "There's only one John McGinnis." Yeah. There's only one John McGinnis.
David Ayers was again the name of that 42-year-old goaltender. I thought he handled his post-game interview very well with Hockey Night in Canada, yeah. And it just was a really good feel-good
And again,
story.
42. That's not 42. That's not a spring chicken.
No.
42. How old? Tom Brady's 42.
Yeah.
And they're telling him, you're way past your prime. So good for him. And he got the win against the Maple Leafs. And, you know, the people, you know, and they were cheering him. Like, the fans were cheering him. It was great.
So I guess my question on this, I had heard that they get paid something like $500 if they get in a game or something. I mean, it just seems like nothing for what you're doing, you know, I mean, it's just such a unique situation, though. And what other sport is there where amateur can step into a game and have to perform?
There's probably a sport. I don't know how much he gets. I would have to think, knowing how the NHL players are, NHL athletes, hockey athletes in general, are some of the best carrying in the world. I would have to think that they threw in some coin.
Tip.
Yeah, a nice tip for him. Cause I know that having very good friends, really good friends who are on the equipment side of it in the NHL, they make a good chunk of change in playoff bonuses and shares of playoff bonuses and things like that. The players take care of them very well. Those are points for Carolina. That's real. Those are points for them. So I would have to think that they took care of them. I heard that the mayor or the governor or something, Carolina was going to make him an honorary member of their state, or was considering it or something like that. So just a great feel-good story in athletics. It was, it really capped off, was an add-on story, as you're mentioning here, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, to what happened in our community. It's a couple of really good things. Glad that we were able to enjoy it on an off weekend.
So let me ask you this, Coach. If you were down in the Detroit area in your late 30s and...
Absolutely, I'd go ahead.
Would you be that emergency goaltender?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Without even a blink of an eye, I would do that. I'd go out and practice. And
I just can't imagine the heart pumping when you realize that you might be going in. I mean, like when he realized that he might be going in, you know.
Hey, I did that with Lake State. When I graduated, I went back there. They had a goaltender quit the next year, and I went back practice with them most every day. Oh, I practice at least, so there'd be three goalies there. And when a goalie wanted to come out, he came out because I was traveling with him a lot and doing things anyways. So, I would just throw my equipment on when they needed it and go out there. And I remember one time Frank saying to me, Frank Anselm was the coach. He said, "Why weren't you this good last year?" And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. You know, your senior year, you feel these pressures. You put that, you know, on yourself. I want to be a pro. I want to be this. I want to be that. There's a lot of truth to that when you just go out and relax and put the fun back in the game that you, you know, that you perform better.
This is the Joe Schon Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We've got a lot to talk about. Cal Larson, sports information for Michigan Tech Hockey, is going to join us in the next segment. We'll, of course, start breaking down the weekend coming up against the Northern Michigan Wildcats and the playoff picture as it starts to form, but still very murky water right now after what happened over the weekend. So we'll touch on all of that. Also, your questions, too. You can email dj@themix93.com. It's the Joe Schon Hour here on Mix 93.
It takes hard work to reach goals. It's a truth that applies to more than sports. It goes for your financial goals as well. You work hard for your money. You deserve an investment strategy that lines up with your game plan. And your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor can help. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call me, John Nelson, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 482-8680 or stop by for a financial review. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hello, business owners. This is Mike Mikola
and Jeff Mickish from the Turvo Agency. Do you wish your business insurance plan was simple and easy to understand?
With our team's more than 50 years of combined experience in the insurance business, we have developed ways to simplify the process for you.
Stop in to see us at 230 Quincy Street in downtown Hancock or give us a call at 482-0080 to set up an appointment.
Turvo, insurance simplified.
Best Fiends is a fun puzzle game with over 100 million downloads. That's more people than Australia, Greece, Peru, and Scotland put together. Plus, it has over 4,000 fun levels. The tallest building in North America only has 104 levels, not even close. Plus, it's rated 5 stars, the highest number of stars. So download Best Fiends free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends, download free.
Daddy, what's a BFD?
Where'd you hear that?
Mommy.
Honey, it seems Timmy's learning naughty words.
BFD. Chill, you just heard me talking about Cricket Wireless and their BFD. Big friendly deal. A free LG Escape Plus when you switch.
So he's not learning naughty words?
Well, he did hear your brother call the football ref a you-know-what.
No, I do not know what.
Well, Timmy does.
Smile, you're on Cricket.
Limited time. Requires number ported in a new line on minimum $55 per month plan. Minimum plan varies by device. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Joe Schon Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Head coach Joe Schon with us and also joined now by Cal Larson. Sports information for Michigan Tech Hockey is with us. Good morning, Cal. How was your weekend, bud?
Good morning, Dirk. I enjoyed a weekend up.
Yeah, yeah. Ready to go, though, hey?
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. We started organizing all my stuff last night, and I'm fired up for this weekend.
Well, it's not only the final week of the regular season, and not only are plus we're playing Northern Michigan, but it's also senior night on Saturday night. That's always a big occasion. I know it's a lot of work for you putting all that stuff together, but we've got some pretty good guys that are going to be playing their last regular season home game at Michigan Tech.
Yeah, exactly. We have five seniors, five guys that have been awesome for our program. Obviously, Drusick and Keegan Ford transferred in from Wisconsin. So I'm starting to meet with some of those guys today. We're going to put together some feature videos, quick 3-minute videos talking about their time here and, you know, what they like about Michigan Tech in this area and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Hoping people come out and stick around after the game, when they get recognized on the ice. And then, you know, we have our brunch Sunday, which has been a lot of fun for us to do the last couple of years.
Yeah, talk about the brunch. People can still go to that, right?
Yep. I think sign up is until Wednesday at noon. Okay. If you email blueline@mtu.edu, Kathy Pintar will get you on the list. That's $15 to come. You'll get to hear Joe talk about his senior class, and then you'll get to hear the seniors talk about their experiences.
So the big weekend is coming up. It's want to remind everybody that's a 7:07 start down at the Barry Event Center, but a 6:07 start at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, and to hang around after the game as they put the lights down, the spotlights come out. It's always an emotional time for that senior night, even though it's not the last game. It's just something about it.
Yeah, and for us, we always do it after the game.
I think it's the best way.
I think so, too. We watched that Bowling Green series on Saturday, and they do theirs before, and I think Northern does theirs before too. So for us, you know, the guys don't have to think about it until after the game. So, you know, I like the way we do it.
So tell us a little bit about your thoughts going into this final weekend. You know, we're gonna talk to Coach about it too, but with everything that went on in the WCHA, still a million possibilities that could happen. In fact, our good friend Dave Ellis has completely broken it down. I know Coach probably doesn't want to hear this stuff, but
I have it broken down too, trust me.
Okay, so basically where it looks like, again, this is just going on strict numbers, not on strength of opponents or anything like that, but about 65% chance of us going to Northern Michigan, 18% going to Fairbanks, 12% to Bowling Green, and 5% of hosting. So that's what the numbers are out there right now. And people like to hear numbers, some people don't, but there's a lot out there, right, Cal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Dave was texting me, it looks like it's 9:39 a.m. yesterday. My phone just kept buzzing, and I was like, what is that? So yeah, we appreciate Dave coming up with the numbers. I mean, bottom line is we have to win, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so much that can happen, and obviously with Bowling Green and Fairbanks and their opponents, you know, I don't know. It's we just have to win games.
Well, the biggest thing is they're ahead of us. They're all ahead of us. We really, once Lake State won on Friday night, what we really were pulling for, and we had a skate on Saturday, and we were talking about it as a group, as a team, we were really pulling for Bowling Green to lose a game, because then it was completely in our hands. If there were two teams that were, you know, we could catch Northern in any way that we could catch them head to head, that puts them in play. We need one more team to be behind us to give us a chance. Bowling Green swept. So we're 2 points down on two of the teams, I believe 6 points down on Northern, with 2 3-point games with them. So we need things to happen now, but I'm surprised it's only 65%. I thought it would be about 80% anyways that we were going to Northern. I'm looking at it as being that we're playing five games straight against Northern Michigan, yeah. Or four to five.
You're right. We are 6 points back of Northern Michigan. Should we sweep the Wildcats, we would have the tiebreaker over them. It would have no tiebreaker over Alaska or Bowling Green at this time. So that's kind of what. Then a little. And there's still some other teams playing. Obviously, there's an outside chance of Ferris State, but not likely, as Alaska Anchorage has 4 points up on them right now for that last playoff spot. So there's a lot going on. But, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Minnesota State. I mean, yes, they were playing a team that they should beat, but just complete domination right now with 18-0 outscoring the Chargers on the weekend.
Yeah, Michaelis was back in the lineup. Big deal for them. You know, he's leading the league in scoring. He took over the scoring lead in the league, and he's played 25% fewer games than anybody else, you know, than the other people in the league. He's I believe played 17 games, something of that nature. So great player. Toomey on that team, a great player. They flex some muscle. They're gonna be a good opponent. Hopefully we get to see them at some point down the road, if they're able to win their games. So we're looking forward to it. I really, really like where we're at right now. I like the mood. I like everything about our group right now. I more than like everything about our group. The mood, the chemistry, the leadership, everything is great. We met with guys last week. The general feeling was that it feels a lot like 2 years ago. The guys really feel good right now. The locker room was pretty loud Saturday after we had a good skate on Saturday. And you know, I was saying to the guys that were in there, not the players, but in our coaches room, I said, it's great to hear those guys in there having the fun that they're having. So, really good time right now. It feels like playoff weather. So these last games here this weekend included, that's how we're approaching it.
Wanted to ask you too about the another series that went on at Taffy Able Arena over the weekend, talking about the Northern Michigan Wildcats, where the Wildcats had struggled for three straight games and scoring goals and giving up a lot of goals, but they come back on Saturday night with a solid performance and a big win.
Yeah, you know, they rely on their power play. In a lot of ways they do, and you know, I'm sure they're going to listen to this, and good for them, and they can listen to this message as well. The officiating is going to be a part of this weekend. The last time, we know what happened, the last time we played them there on Saturday night, you know, it's gamesmanship, call it what you want, but they'll do whatever they have to do to try to get on the power play. And, you know, as long as the officiating sees through that and realizes we're the least penalized team in the league, one of the least penalized teams in the country, and respects that and actually sees what happens, I'm looking forward to getting on the ice with them. And they're good. They're a tremendous team. Laughrin's, you know, one of the leading, if not tied for the lead league in the country in scoring. An excellent hockey team, but it's a good rivalry. My juice is flowing. I know our players is as well, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, in two different games, even though we won by the same score in both games, we had a very good third period in the first game, if I remember, and then we struggled in the third period down there.
Well, we were in the box.
Right.
You know, it was a 3-1 game going up to the end, and we spent the last whatever in the box, and, you know, there was a lot of discussion regarding that, and I think Lake State felt a little bit of that this Saturday night. It was the same type of environment, and again, we have to just, you know, we have to do our job and hope that everybody else does their job and just keeps it on, keeps it on the even keel, and let's the two teams play.
Cal, what do you remember from that series earlier in the season? I mean, you get a vibe, sometimes an emotional feel about how things went, even if you don't remember exact plays and stuff like that. But what do you remember from that first series against the Wildcats?
Yeah, it was exciting. Obviously, anytime we play them, we have full buildings. I know this weekend, it's same deal. You were talking about ticket pricing earlier, and then I think Northern is having some ticket issues right now also with some of our fans. So, you know, hopefully our fans can get in the building. I know our Misfits will definitely be there. But, you know, it's just going to be a classic Northern series. We swept them. So, you know, that's the bottom line.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Game time 7:07 on Friday night down there at the Barry Event Center, and 6:07 here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. But to end the season, to end the regular season at home, I think is always a big thing. I know last year we were down there, but this year we're here, and I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, we'll know a lot going into that game, that last game at home, as to what's going to happen. If things are falling right after Friday night, we'll know that game means that we're playing for a home ice playoff berth. And if it doesn't go right, we'll know that we're playing for a different situation, and so it'll be fun. Northern's a tremendous hockey team. They have strength in defense. They have strength at the forward position. Their young goaltending has done a very good job for them. So we're really looking forward to it. They had a good bounce back game against Lake State. You need these games. They should all be like this going down the stretch. They should all be like this, where there's emotion on the line and things like that. And I think that's why they set up Rivalry Weekend on the last weekend, so that there's something on the table, and it doesn't get more than this. In with the chance of playing them again. There'll probably be a lot of good emotion between the teams as well, and a lot of fun chatter.
So, Coach, we did not play this past weekend, so you had the week leading up to the weekend off. Are you able, without getting to specifics, obviously, work on some things that you're not able to work on maybe when you're playing back-to-back
weeks?
Yeah,
we did. It was as good a week as we could have had in a lot of different ways. We'll see how that translates. We certainly didn't back off, although we did give some recovery to some guys. Well, we gave recovery to the team in regards to the length of our practices and things like that, but when we were out there, we went at it. And again, we competed hard. The guy's mood was good. We came out of it healthy. And I feel in a lot of ways we came out of it better than we did going in, and we had a good high going into the weekend after the Ferris weekend. So, again, I like the group. We have a good feel for where we're at right now. We have a good feel for, as do the players, who we can trust, who are still question marks as far as who we can trust that will absolutely be there when we need them. So, I think that we're in a really good frame of mind going forward, and I'm really looking forward to the games the next couple weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it may be.
Well, that leads me into my question. Are there guys, I mean, I know towards the end of the season and the way the guys have played recently have kind of, I guess they've done a good job while they're in, so hard to take them out. But are there still slots that guys are basically trying out for to try to get back into the lineup?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's competition. We've been playing a lot of guys down the stretch. We've talked about this. We probably have about 7 or 8 forwards that were pretty that have earned it. There is a separation in that regards in their where we know that they're going to be in the lineup in a certain spot. There's really probably 1 or 2 more that we know where they're going to be in other roles and filling other roles. But there still are 2 or 3 spots and a couple of defensive positions that are, you know, we've played a lot of guys. We've put a lot of guys in and out. It'll depend on what we need on a given night, how we see they're practicing. how the competitive level, you know, when we're reviewing our practices and the execution as to what we exactly need that we feel for going into those games. But everybody's put themselves in a position to be on the table. I don't think there's really anybody at this point that you could say we're not going to use that person, including in goal. I don't think there's anybody that we would say we're not going to use that player. Certainly going in, Jerusik is our guy. I thought he rebounded extremely well against Ferris State. I probably couldn't have done a whole lot better than he did. And we needed that. We need that. So, but all the goaltending position I have comfort in. The defensive position I have comfort in. Forward position we have the most comfort in that we've had all year long. So we feel good.
And I know we did have a couple of guys banged up. Are those wounds healing, or are there still possibilities of some guys being iffy?
Yeah, a couple of minor deals. I think everybody will be back practicing today. We had some sickness a little bit last week with one individual, and it was a long, hard week for him. So we'll, you know, judge that accordingly. But of the players that are integral to our special teams and things like that, the entire lineup was there.
Cal, back to the seniors. How different is your job this day and age with all the technology, even like compared to like 5-8 years ago, with all the video that we have now and all the technology that we have as far as preparing guys' careers and putting it in a little capsule for everybody to kind of see?
Yeah, obviously we have the video board, so we're going to use that to our advantage. Working with the parents of the seniors to send along some pictures when they were youngsters.
Oh, that's
so,
right, yeah.
So we can play them as they're being introduced to the crowd. Just trying to tell our story, trying to get the message out of who those guys are. The student athletes always tell the best stories of our program and our team. So it's always fun to get some time in front of the cameras for those guys. And then, obviously our social media is huge. We're one of the top followed accounts in college hockey, and especially at our size. So, you know, as long as we can get quality content out to our fans, stuff that they want to see, that's a good thing.
Very good. Well, we'll take a break. We'll start with some of our questions. If you have any questions for Cal, too, I don't know if you're going to hang around, Cal, for a little while. If you have any questions for Cal, you can send it in. DJ@themix93.com. It's the Joe Schoenauer here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. Hey, we've all been there. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends. But this decision has severe consequences. Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. No magic, no horn, just horse. Horse. Do you really want that on your conscience?
No!
Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Having fun and enjoying the things that you love doing most can even be tough when you're tired. Introducing new Coca-Cola Energy. It has delicious Coke taste and energy to help you enjoy all of life's most fun moments. And do it with a little more bounce in your step. Pick up an ice-cold can today, or grab another one to share with a friend and go have some fun. Show up with new Coca-Cola Energy. The energy you want, the taste you love.
Check out these great deals all month at Bucko's in Calumet. Red Baron Pizzas, 3 for only $11. All 6-packs of 12-ounce canned beer on sale. All 2 liters, 2 for $3. All Canada Dry, 8-packs. Flavored seltzer waters, 2 for $5. Along with all kinds of energy drink bargains. Stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear in the clothing department. With fishing coming up, they have the new fishing licenses and DNR and ORV licenses. Plus some snowmobile needs. All sales do not include tax and deposit at Bucko's in Calumet.
When you reach for a blue moon,
ignition sequence start, T-minus 5.
You're reaching for a taste,
4.
That goes beyond the ordinary,
3.
Whether you're staying in,
2.
Or having a night out,
1-0. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Blue Moon is brewed with Valencia orange peel for a flavorful and refreshing taste that shines brighter. Reach for the moon. Blue Moon. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Joe Schoenauer here on Mix 93. Head coach Joe Schoen is with us in our studio in downtown Hancock, along with sports information for Michigan Tech Hockey, Cal Larson. And first question for you, coach, is do you think having the off week this late in the season can help for the postseason or hurt carrying the momentum into the playoffs?
I don't know. I remember 1 year at Lake State, we had this same thing, and it allowed one individual, a guy by the name of Kurt Miller, to get healthy. He had his knee scoped and cleaned out a little bit, was out for a couple weeks, and it was the first time I can remember struggling in the second half at Lake State, and then he was back and healthy for that final series, and we ended up winning the national title. So I've never really seen it where, I mean, I think whatever happens, it may have more of a detriment if we were, you know, right in a different position, where everything, and it is needed right now, but in a lot of ways, like you said, 65%, you know, we have 5%, I think you said, of getting home ice. We're looking and we're going to play for it and do our best, but I don't think the rest was a bad thing. Although we were playing good hockey, but I don't think it was a bad thing.
Next question for you, Coach, is do we know, this is from a listener, do we know if Badoon will be with us next year?
We don't know that. I met with all the guys this week. I'll support whatever Robbie does. The reason that they're asking is because he's a senior. He's not a senior, he's a junior, but he's graduating. He's done a really good job of getting, and he transferred in no credits, and he's done a tremendous job of getting his degree in 3 years. So the options are on the table for him as to what he feels is best for him, and I love Robbie. We talked about him last week, how what a team oriented, what a wonderful, as are all of our guys. So whatever Robbie feels best for him, I'll support it 100%.
Next question for Coach. You were talking about how, you know, in our last game with Northern, there was, you know, a lot of penalties were called. How do you keep your team's composure when the opponent is, you know, trying to kind of take you off your game, I think is what they're going for here.
Yeah, that's the discipline. That's the discipline that we all look for. I think our guys do a really good job at that. You know, all you can do, in honesty, it feels like things have happened so much that you shake your head about. In my time here, I've never really seen anything like it. Just things happen so much that you just, I'm not sure much can surprise us right now. Without getting into instances. So I think our guys are pretty resilient.
Coach, next question for you. Even though it's towards the end of the season, are there still a lot of juggling when it comes to line combinations?
Yeah, during games. If you notice a couple of games ago against Ferris, we try to look for who's going. If one person, for whatever reason, isn't contributing for whatever reason, you don't know why. You certainly don't try to get in head games and challenge them, and you know, you just try to find something that works, and sometimes just doing that, putting another player in there for a shift or two, is enough to get that player to say, okay, it's, you know, I got to find a way to get out of this. And sometimes they can't, and you make that change. We moved Misiak to center on a line a couple weeks ago, and it changed our momentum in a lot of ways, and then we went back to our normal lines the next night, and they were all fantastic. So we all have it some nights, we all don't have it some nights, and we try to find it. But there's constant juggling that goes on in the games all the time.
I would imagine, in any sport, but in hockey maybe more than any other, where there's kind of a fine line from that comfort level where you're playing with that same guy, you know where he's going to be, you know what he's going to do, his tendencies, and then that also that freshness of having somebody else that you haven't played with in a while on there, and it kind of sparks maybe a different kind of aspect
of
your game.
Again, you're just looking for a spark. You take a goalie out after two goals, you're looking for a spark. You know, you take goalie after three goals, you're looking for a spark. Somebody just did that a couple weeks ago, took a goalie, pulled their goalie after one goal.
Was it Northern?
It might have been Northern.
Like Grant has been pulling the goal.
Yeah, after times. One goal, just didn't feel he was he was playing well, he was fighting the puck, and it was, you know, it didn't work out so well. So, you know, it happens. You don't know, you know, you get a feeling, you get a mood. There could be things that are leading up to it, certainly. But everything is wide open right now, and all the combinations are open. And you know, certainly Jurusik is the guy. You know, everybody knows that going forward. But if you remember a couple years ago when we won it, we went in with Devin being the guy, and then we got through the first series of sweep against Bemidji, and then he tweaked his knee in the first game on Friday night at Bemidji in a 2-1 loss. And Packy Munson had to go in, and then we won the next two and beat Northern in the championship game. So things change. Everybody has to be ready, and all of our guys certainly have the character, the discipline, the heart, the desire to be their best all the time, and they all keep themselves ready to go. I'm very, very proud of our group for that.
Here's a question for Cal. Cal, can you talk about the Q&A with Matt Roy?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, I always try to think of content to do when we have an off week. So
I texted Matt and set up a conversation. I actually called him and I said, so what'd you do today? He's like, oh, we had an off day. We played last night and we play tomorrow night. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, it's a little bit different down here. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, Matt Roy is the absolute, person we want representing Michigan Tech in this program. Awesome that he graduated from Michigan Tech. You know, he talked a lot about that, of how important that was for him to get his degree, and working with Suzanne and Craig Pelizzaro to make sure he got that degree.
Yeah, and what he's saying is he left and signed after his junior year and made that commitment to get his degree. So he worked while he was a pro hockey player, just as John Scott did, just as many players have done. Have gone on and done that. Alex Gillies did it last year. Mason Blacklock did it. They make sure that they finish up and get that Michigan Tech degree. Matt Roy, as you mentioned, tremendous love for the community. He used to talk about how much he'd have to make. If I play this many weeks, if I'm up for this many weeks in the NHL, I'll be able to buy a house here. You know, he had that stuff, figured out. So, ties to the area. Absolutely incredible young man.
And great family too.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, that's incredible young man, incredible family, as all of our guys have.
And one thing we talked about was like the Kobe Bryant tributes. And then last night they all came out with Kobe Bryant warm-up jerseys for the
I saw that. Yeah, cool. Yeah. For the hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was neat.
So, Cal, when you looked at, to talk to somebody that has gone to the NHL like that from Michigan Tech, is it difficult for you at all to come up with some of the questions for him?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No, and that's what's nice about me being in this position for many years is I know these guys, you know. Yeah. I had good relationships with them when they were players here. So, and everyone answers, you know, everyone will answer questions and do whatever I ask of them. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and you've interviewed Matt so many times and all these other guys so many times that you know what, when you have to pry to get stuff out. Yeah. Things like that. How about Tanner Carroll? He's having a great second half.
Yeah, absolutely.
After he came back from his injury.
Yeah.
You know, that just says a ton about him. I know they're thrilled that they've added him, you know, that the Texas Stars added him to their roster.
I know, going back to Matt Roy, he did one of the questions, I believe he was talking about the outdoor game too, right?
Yeah, he played in that Stadium Series game. Yeah. At the Air Force Academy. He said the biggest takeaway was the altitude and adjusting to the altitude. You know, one of the questions I asked him was about the traffic, so that's been the whole discussion after, is how terrible the traffic has been for fans. Like, fans got in like an hour, they only saw like one period of the game, like the third period, because they couldn't get in. And then once they got in, they couldn't get out, but... He said it was a nightmare, but they had a police escort, which helped the team travel a little bit.
You're talking about up in Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your questions here for Coach Sean. If you have a question for Coach Sean or for Calvin Larson, you can email it really quick, dj@themix93.com. That is, of course, if you're listening live here on Monday morning. It's the Joe Sean Hour, exclusively on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs. Superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Hey there, Husky fans. This is Sully from the Campus Store. The Michigan Tech Campus Store is located in the Memorial Union Building on the Michigan Tech campus. And University Images is located in the Student Development Complex at the top of McGinnis Drive. They are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages directly from either store for out-of-town friends and family. Stop by the Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Sprintern here.
And Paul.
Everyone is trying to tell you how you can spend your tax refund.
At Sprint, we're doing things differently. We're saying, keep it.
Exactly, because now you can get the amazing iPhone 11 with the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer.
In any condition.
Seriously, in any condition.
That's right. Keep your tax refund and get the amazing iPhone 11. And because Sprint likes doing things differently, they're offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. While I think their network and savings are great, you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out and see for yourself.
What a way to take it to 11.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit apply within two bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines of service within 30 days.
Today's going to be partly cloudy with a high around 34 and west winds at 5 to 10, becoming northwest this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 22. Tomorrow, cloudy, small chance of some snow showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 30 degrees. For tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low around 16 degrees. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D. WKMJ.
Welcome back to the Joe Schott Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our wacky sidekick, Mitch Lake. We never know where what he's doing. I have no idea. But anyway, so Mitch sends in a question. What number will Andre wear against Northern Michigan? Referring to Andre Sumas, yeah. Everybody's good friend at the SDC.
Yeah, my one of my very best buddies. Andre will be, I'll ask him if he'll be the emergency goaltender if something were to happen to one of the, to both of the Northern goaltenders, but I would guarantee if he went in the net for Northern, things wouldn't go as well as they went for Carolina on the road against Toronto.
Well, Cal, I don't know if you know any the answer to this, but somebody sending in a question. Will Great Lakes Invitational Champion gear be released?
Yeah, that's a good question. We'll have to ask Randy Little down at the University Images, and you know, we could come up with a design and maybe sell some T-shirts.
Coach, next question. We seem to be on the right track at the right time for the playoffs, with all the possibilities for playoff scenarios still, a lot of them. Are the boys ready to sweep Northern Michigan and go on from there?
Our mood is good. I have no reason to feel that we won't play very well, and regardless of what happens on this weekend, that we won't respond and play well. We've been a consistent team, Dirk. We've, you know, goals against, we've had really one anomaly on the year, and it happened at a poor time on that Friday night against Lake State, where everything they threw at us went in the net. They seem to be able to do that last Friday night as well against Northern Michigan. So give them a ton of credit for that. But other than that, you know, we've had a pretty consistent run of, you know, 1-0, 1-2, sometimes 3 goals against, maybe once or twice a 4 goal against night, but it's been pretty consistent. We're one of the better teams in the country nationally, defensively, and so that's where you start with. Now, offensively, I really like where a lot of our guys are going as far as, you know, career points and things like that. Bliss close to doubled his from last year. Bretzman close to doubled. Smitty's back up in the 20s where he was as a sophomore. You know, you look at Goats on defense as a 19-point guy. If he gets one this weekend, I think he'll have 20 or 18 or 19. And he's somewhere, I think it's 19. You got Donahue right there knocking on the door. You got Sawyer, who's up there, had 2 goals in the last game for us. So we have defensemen that are up getting creeping in that 20-point range. And you start getting a couple of them in the 20-point range, you're looking, you know, you're doing things pretty well. A lot of guys are doing a really good job for us.
2 things I want to point out. Number one, it's interesting that Lake State won these total goal series on Friday night games. You know, they beat Northern for that Coppell Cup, and they beat us for the McGinnis Trophy.
Yeah.
But the other thing coming back to is our seniors is, I was looking at some stats, and our seniors, when our seniors score a goal, we are undefeated. Like, it's interesting to think about, but you think of Ray's goals. All of Ray's goals have been timely scoring, but they've all been wins, you know?
Yeah. 6 goals for Ray. He's had an excellent year for us, and he's a important part of our lineup. He's done a great job.
Well, I was going to ask you, Coach, that was my next question. You talk about guys like Ray Bryce, Marcus Russell, Jake Crespi, Zach Noble, Buckley, Watson, Meek, Poglaze, Reitmeyer, these guys, and Grayson's been in most of the time, but he's been in and out a little bit. You know, how important are you anticipating whoever does get in there for the games that we have left, you know, making a difference or being the difference in games? I mean, you don't know.
A couple years ago in the 2-0 win, Grayson scored for us, and I think Grayson and Misiak might have been the two that scored in the championship game a couple of years ago at Northern.
I think it was an empty net goal by
Lesperon. Yeah, okay.
Right.
So it's Grayson scored Grayson the first, scored and the then Lesperon got the empty netter.
You're right.
So there's, you never know who it's going to be. What I can say is this, is that our leaders, our captains, let's say the guys who wear the letters, Smitty, Ray, Donahue, Botts, those guys have done an absolutely phenomenal job of keeping our rudder headed in the right direction this year. They've, with wanting to improve, get our culture back to where it was before, they've gone above and beyond. In saying that, our seniors as well have been absolutely phenomenal, all of them, all the way through Todd to Jerusik to Ford, you know, to all the way through the lineup to all these guys, Smitty, they've done an excellent job of reestablishing as well and being the consummate team guys. So I think the biggest thing that I can say to what you just said is that these guys, between the seniors and the captains, have done a great job of keeping the mood in line with getting better every day and keeping that pressure in line with getting better every day and keeping the group, you know, in line and in that direction. So they've kept growth, constant growth on these guys the entire year. So I feel for that reason, when you ask, is everything on the table? Everything's on the table, and whoever goes in, I'm sure would give us their best effort. They'd be able to play their best in the games if they go in there. So I'm not afraid of having to play anybody in the lineup.
One point, our fans. So Wikipedia, you know, you can search Wikipedia for stuff. Grayson Reitmeier last year had 2 goals. In that one game down there. So our fans changed it, and in the WCHA championship game, so they changed the Barrie Event Center to the Grayson Reitmeier Event Center.
Oh, very good.
That's pretty funny. Right now they have it listed as the Huskies Event Center. So.
Oh, very cool.
Perfect. Yeah, that'll go over really well.
Coach, so in this, we ask you this every time we play on Big Ice, and I know it's kind of a redundant question, but or overused question, I guess, but how much will the Big Ice affect your lineup on Friday night?
It really won't, to be honest with you. I think that the there's certain guys that aren't going to come out, and there's the guys that are going to go in that could potentially go in would be fine on it. We've actually adjusted pretty well to Big Ice this year. We beat Northern on the Big Ice. We played. We had another series where we played. We split with
Sarah Banks.
Yeah, up in Fairbanks, we split with them on the Big Ice. Played a pretty good game Saturday night, so I think we're okay with that. I think we're built, and the way we play is, you know, will give us a good chance. And if we play them, having played there 1 week before, is certainly not gonna hurt at all. The biggest thing that'll be interesting to see from both teams is if we go in this series. This is now you're getting into what we all love about hockey. We're getting into that. Okay, this is the man up type of stuff, you know, where if you play a team 5 times in a row, you know, you find out who's, you know, where it happens. So, that will be fun to see if that were to occur. I'm actually not shying away from that. That would be, I really enjoy the competition of the game. I would much rather do this than have a one game and out where one game decides it. Let the best team shake it out, and whoever that is, congratulations to them.
Let's take a look at I wanted to get your thoughts on the other matchups this weekend, Coach. Ferris State still outside chance, but still fighting for their playoff lives. They'll be at home against Lake State. Do you think that they can pull off a couple of wins against a very good Lake State team?
Well, I think they play much better on their home ice. I don't know if their record indicates that, but I think they're much better on their home ice. They gave us a heck of a game. They were different games here. In the 2 games here, we did much like Bowling Green did, except for in the 1 game, we just couldn't score. A couple crossbars, a goalpost. We lost the game 2-1, which has happened to us this year, and that's just the way it goes. But in their rink, they can control tempo. They know how to, they throw everything at the net. They know the bounces in that rink and things like that. So, yeah, they could do that.
Next, one I wanted to give you your thoughts on, Anchorage. And Alaska will be playing, but it won't be a home-and-home. It's all at Fairbanks this weekend.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I've said before, I like the way that Anchorage plays. They do some things outside the box. I think Fairbanks has had a very good year. Congratulations and hats off to them. They've been pretty consistent throughout the year and maintained their posture in the top four. So I could see a split in that. I could see certainly an overtime game with some shared points in that and a close game on the other side of it. I could also see, you know, a couple 2-3 goal swing in Fairbanks' favor on a game.
Minnesota State, number one in the league. Bemidji State is second in the league. Both of them are playing this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one. That'll be an interesting one. With Michaelis back, I mean, obviously you have to give the nod to the number two team in the country, but the number 11 team in the country, Bemidji, has been extremely competitive. And I'm talking about in the pairwise now. They're number 11 in the pairwise, which is really the most important thing Bemidji is. So they've been extremely consistent. Both those teams, I don't believe, if one of them's let in 40 goals now in league play, it's barely over that number. So, excuse me. So, should be a really good series there. It'd be a fun one actually to watch. I'd pay to go watch that series. I think it'll be really good.
Another question just coming in says, this is a question for Joe and Cal. Back in November, we were promised a press release detailing the latest recruits to sign NLIs, but it never happened. So who has signed their NLI of it?
But geez, I don't know about that. Cal didn't do his job. I know I gave him all that information and said, let's get this out. We promised it and we didn't do that. So, Cal, you just dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah, I did. we'll get them out. We'll get them out when we need to.
Very good. And, also wanted to, another question here that I wanted to ask you. We're talking about the pairwise rankings. I know it's all numbers and everything when it comes down to that. There's nothing you can argue. But are you surprised with a tie and a loss this weekend that North Dakota is still, I think, number one in the pairwise and Minnesota State number two?
No. I think it's their strength of schedule and everything. That's earned. That's mathematical.
I know.
So
I understand
so it's earned. It's going to hurt you. North Dakota, I believe, played St. Cloud, didn't they?
Yes,
St. Cloud. And St. Cloud's up to number 22 in the country, mm-hmm. So that's going to hurt you a lot less than losing to number 58
or
59 or 60. That's going to have a much larger impact. So no, I don't see that at all.
Well, the games are on Friday and Saturday night. This is going to be an unbelievable weekend. We've got the two basketball games for Michigan Tech down at the Berry, finishing up the regular season on Thursday night. And then the hockey games on Friday and Saturday. Remember the Berry Event Center, 7 o'clock, 7:07 on Friday night. I know there's been some questions, and you've already alluded to it, Cal, as far as there's been some people questioning about the ticket availability for Michigan Tech fans. But as far as I know, there's nothing sneaky going on there. There's a certain allotted amount, right?
Yeah, Northern has a certain number of fans or tickets that they're giving to their students and their staff and faculty. So they're just making sure that they're trying to get those tickets purchased. So
sure.
If you have questions about tickets, yeah, please call down to Northern and see what you can do.
And tickets are available for the Michigan Tech Northern game at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Not too many in the way of reserve seats. Most of those have been gobbled up already, but there might be a couple if you're dead set on sitting down for the games. Call Aaron up at the Central Ticket Office at 487-2073. And other than that, plenty of general admission tickets available for standing room. It's going to be a loud and proud building on Saturday night at the John McGinnis Student. Well, both nights will be.
Yeah, I actually thought we'd get some questions or talk a bit about the seniors, because next weekend we'll probably talk primarily about the playoffs, but we have a great senior class.
Oh, awesome.
A great senior class that are kind of intertwined in some ways when you look at how Todd Killinan got on the team, because Keegan Ford was supposed to come the one year and didn't, and Todd was a young 17-year-old kid on campus, and then now Jerusa came, he had played with Fordo, and so those three guys are kind of tied together.
That's a good point,
yeah. The job about, Smitty coming from Flin Flon, Manitoba, is a great story. So there's some stories there with the seniors, and Ray, the job that Ray's done in the career that he's had, not playing one game as freshman.
Three shifts.
Yeah, and getting his bell rung, and that ended his freshman year. It was in January by the time he got his first game at the collegiate level, and then that was done. So great, a really, really good senior class, a really enjoyable senior class that I really hope that people come out and stick around and spend time, and these guys are special. They're a great group of young guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the Joe Shawn. I want to remind people again, Cal, about the Blue Line Senior
brunch.
Appreciation Brunch.
Senior Salute Brunch.
Senior Salute Brunch, which will start at what time?
11:30.
Okay, and people need to, how do they sign up for that again?
RSVP to blueline@mtu.edu by Wednesday at noon.
And you know the price? I should have it in front of
$15.
Okay, so $15 for that brunch, and support the seniors after, hopefully, it was a big sweep against the Northern Michigan Wildcats. We appreciate all the questions here today. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Cal. We appreciate you guys being very candor with everybody, and we're ready to go. I wish we could drop the puck right now, but a game time, 7:07 down at the Barry on Friday night, and at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena on Saturday night. We'll be at 6:07 start. You can hear both games on Mix 93 WKMJ with a 6:30 pregame on Friday night and a 5:30 pregame on Saturday night. And, of course, we'll be hanging out after the game with the seniors down on the ice, probably broadcasting much of the postgame show for senior night for Michigan Tech. For Joe Sean and Cal Larson, this is Dirk Hemberoff saying so long. And, again, thanks to Dave Ellis for doing some of those number crunching for us when it comes down to the playoff possibility scenarios. And we'll see you at the games. Get your tickets, 487-2073 is the central ticket office number. And that is the Joe Sean Hour here on Mix 93 WKMJ.